I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Now through February 23rd, the Old Globe Theater presents the 2017 Tony-winning production of August Wilson's Jitney, directed by renowned Wilson interpreter Ruben Santiago Hudson. Lauded by many as the American Shakespeare, August Wilson's epic 10-play American Century cycle includes works like Fences, Two Trains Running, and The Piano Lesson, with each play portraying a different decade of the 20th century African-American experience through the lives, loves, and indelible stories set in Wilson's native Pittsburgh. Jitney follows a group of men trying to eke out a living by driving unlicensed cabs in 1970s Pittsburgh. When the city threatens to board up their businesses, secrets are revealed, tempers flare, and the fragile ties that bind these lives together threaten to come undone. Joining me to talk about Jitney and the enduring legacy of August Wilson's plays is Cutstown University of Pennsylvania professor Michael Downing, an August Wilson scholar and editor of the August Wilson Journal. Michael, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Inside Art.
Thank you very much, David.
How did you develop your interest in August Wilson?
Well, it's kind of funny. It's actually a baseball story. I had season tickets to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the price of the tickets kept going up year after year. So I said, well, what can I do with this money that I have? And I went over to the Pittsburgh Public Theater, and they were staging plays by an up-and-coming artist at the time, and this was August Wilson. So I went to see Ma Rainey's Black Bottom back in 1992, and I was working on a PhD at the time, so I became interested, wrote my dissertation on Mr. Wilson, his first five plays, and have since gone on to, I established the August Wilson website, the first one that ever existed, augustwilson.net, and went on from there to establish the August Wilson blog. I've been active with the August Wilson Society, and then more recently, the August Wilson Journal.
So the Pittsburgh Pirates' loss is August Wilson's gain, I guess. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I did not. We came close a couple of times, but schedules didn't match, and then he passed in 2005.
So what was it about the work, the language that he used, the ideas that he expressed that really resonated with you personally?
Right. Yeah, I went to a school in Erie, Pennsylvania on the Lower East Side, and there were a lot of Black students there. I had a lot of Black friends, and you know, I had been to some theater, but when I went to see August Wilson, the language was familiar to me. It's what I knew from growing up where I did. So it resonated, and I stuck with it.
And this play that's running in San Diego, Jitney, at the Old Globe Theater. Now, in San Diego, we have a pretty good history of actually premiering some of Wilson's plays, like Two Trains Running, and also The Piano Lesson were both premiered here back in the 1980s. What is the story of Jitney, which came about last as far as its New York staging?
Right. Okay. The history of it in terms of the writing end of it, he wrote it in 1979, and there was some interest in Pittsburgh. I think the head of the Pittsburgh Public Theater got a hold of the script at that time, and they produced it. And then it was rewritten, I believe, in 1996. And you can see that because many of Wilson's early works, there was sort of too much meat on the bone. I mean, the version of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that I saw in 1992 was 3 hours and 15 minutes. And Jitney, I believe, is the shortest play. So, you know, he revised and learned to minimize more effectively and even get more out of the language. You know, one of the things I say about Jitney is it crackles. I mean, you've got the language, August Wilson's sort of muscular language, and then you've got this telephone ringing throughout the play. So it just pops in that way, and you have characters coming and going. And I liken it at times to hip hop, the way he sort of lays down the beats, if you will.
You know, it's just an unforgettable experience every time I see an August Wilson play. Did he set out to do the cycle, or did it sort of develop and I'm now doing a cycle because it works out this way?
Yes. The idea came to him because he had written Jitney in 79 and then Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in 82. And then he thought to himself after that, well, I've written two plays. One set in the 70s, 1977, I believe, is Jitney, and then Ma Rainey's Black Bottom was set in 1927. At that point, then he said, I've written these two plays. Why not just write one for each decade of the 20th century, which is an ambitious project. And also then he had the idea, he said, I might as well just return to my roots. And then he set everything from that point forward in Pittsburgh. Of course, Jitney is located in Pittsburgh, but Ma Rainey was set in Chicago. So 9 of the 10 plays are set in Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh is an interesting choice because, well, maybe you can tell me, what aside from it being his place of birth and where he lived growing up, there's a lot of significance in Pittsburgh as far as why he placed the stories there.
Yeah, the economic conditions, certainly of the Hill District. You know, back in the day, the city of Pittsburgh was attempting to revitalize, but what they did is they took a big chunk out of the hillside there, and it really hurt the Hill District access to downtown Pittsburgh. You know, they put in the Civic Arena and all of that. So it really cut off the hill from downtown Pittsburgh in a number of ugly ways, I would say. But the other connection that I would point to then would be the language connection, because August was famous for going into the various cafes and taverns and whatnot in the Hill District, and he would take a pen and paper and pad with him, and he would sit and he would listen, and he would listen to the stories and the language and the cadence of sort of the elder gentlemen who would meet and would talk. So a lot of those conversations were borrowed more or less directly, you know, and brought into the place. And in his way, in terms of character development, August spoke of, he would pause and let the character speak to him, and then he would take what he heard and put it to paper.
What was the reaction within Pittsburgh? Did they take him under his wing when he started to become, you know, a prominent artist and really become proud of his work there?
And ultimately, yes. Initially, not so much, though. I mean, he was frustrated and actually left Pittsburgh. He went to St. Paul. I don't know the year. I can't recall the year offhand. But yeah, he had enough, and he was angry that he wasn't achieving the success that he wanted in Pittsburgh. So he went to St. Paul, and he worked there with Claude Purdy, and he wrote a number of plays and developed his chops and had some success there. Actually, he went up there and worked for a while as a technical writer for the science exhibition up there. I don't have the detail in my head right now, but he did that for a while and then ultimately came back to Pittsburgh, and at that point achieved more success. And certainly today, the city of Pittsburgh is in love with August Wilson. I think Duquesne University now has an August Wilson fellowship that sponsors an artist, and they are rehabilitating the August Wilson house. And we've got, you know, Pitt is the publisher of the August Wilson Journal. They have celebratory days in the Hill District now. So much has happened.
They've embraced him for sure then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about your August Wilson Journal that you're the editor of. How, what do you cover there? What are the subjects?
The journal is aimed at supporting the study, teaching, and performance of August Wilson. So the story goes that about 5 years ago, I had the idea that August needs his own journal for people to contribute reviews to and scholarly material and interviews and things like that, especially because so many people who knew August are still alive. So I felt some urgency there to capture this information. And so I approached Penn State, and they said, thanks, but no thanks, because I'm not a professor there. So they're hesitant to do that.
Right? Territorial, but, yeah.
Yeah, right. So then I approached Pitt, and Pitt was saying, they said, absolutely, we want to work with you on this project. So it's open source and open access. There's no paywall. But it is scholarly. It is peer-reviewed, and there's an editorial advisory board. There are peer reviewers, and we accept material on a rolling basis. We published our first issue in June of 2019 and hope to continue.
And you have a blog as well associated with this.
The blog is what morphed into the journal. I mean, I started with a website back in the day, but the website was too static. And I wanted to provide like regular updates. So when blogs came along, I created the blog, and that allowed me to scan the headlines, and anything that popped up relating to August, I could go ahead and write a little synopsis of and get that posted. So I think there's about 460 posts on the blog right now. It's basically a searchable database. And then once the journal idea got rolling, you know, the blog sort of morphed into that.
Mm-hmm. Where can people go to experience the August Wilson Journal?
It's as simple as putting into a search engine August Wilson Journal.
It'll take you right there. That's good. Now, coincidentally, there's going to be an American Literature Association conference right here in San Diego coming in the spring. And will your organization be represented there?
Yes, we will. This got its start related to August Wilson back in 2013. When I pitched the idea to American Literature Association of forming an August Wilson Author Society, and they said, go ahead and do it. So I did it, and every year we put out a request for papers, and we get submissions from scholars, and they show up at these conferences, and they read their papers, and you know, we engage in discussion. The conference tends to go back and forth between Boston and either San Francisco or San Diego, so it's in San Diego in 2020. The contact for that is Ken Stuckey. Information on that is available on the August Wilson blog.
And that conference will be here in San Diego, May 21st through 24th. In our remaining moments, Michael, what is, in your opinion, the enduring legacy of August Wilson, his contribution to American theater and American culture?
I would say that the very fact that you have an African-American writer, and even that is beside the point, a writer who was able to produce 10 plays, all of which were produced on Broadway, and for which he has won multiple awards. That in itself is incredible. I mean, if I wrote a play that was produced on Broadway, I would think I was pretty cool. But for him to do that 10 times is pretty amazing. In addition, I would say that his legacy for theater in general, and more specifically Black theater, is massive. In 2016, August Wilson was the most produced playwright in the United States. So his legacy there is quite potent and will live on, I believe, for a very long time. You cited him being referred to as the American Shakespeare. That quote is most often attributed to Gwen Ifill from PBS. And, you know, indeed, his language, his ability to write these magnificent tragedies that reflect the African-American experience, and indeed, it's an American experience. You know, I'm uncomfortable with identifying him as a Black writer because I think it's much larger than that, and the legacy is much bigger.
My guest has been August Wilson scholar Michael Downing, who is also the editor of the August Wilson Journal. Michael, thanks for taking a few moments with us on Inside Art.
Well, thank you very much.
The Tony Award-winning production of August Wilson's Jitney, directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson, runs now through February 23rd at the Old Globe Theater in Balboa Park. Tickets and more information at theoldglobe.org. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Again, my thanks to Michael Downing and Clay Ross. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again next Saturday evening at 5:30 for another edition of Inside Art.